Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power and also sound power. Now, for those of you that are listening, we had Jill Mattson on about a month ago, and this is a woman that's dedicated her life to working with sound so that it can be used in therapeutic manner. What we're going to be talking about today is not just about sound and its value therapeutically, but about a wonderful book that Jill put together along with a very gifted and talented woman, Sherry Edwards, and it's called Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing. Can sound heal? Most definitely. And we're going to find out more about this as well as the woman who, Sherry Edwards, developed the real understanding of how you can use sound in a phenomenal way. I want to welcome to the airwaves Jill Mattson and Sherry Edwards. Ladies, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for asking us.
It's great. I love to be around Jill. She is just an encyclopedia anytime I want information.
Thank you.
Yes, you know, the both of you women are very committed to empowering people on so many different levels through music, various sound. And this book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, absolutely was amazing to me. And Sherry, I want to chat with you for a moment because you're a woman that had a tremendous impact with Jill and her work. And you are a very, very gifted woman in a very unique way. And it is a talent that is not necessarily acquired by anyone, although it might be able to be to a certain degree. And I'd love for you to share with my audience, Sherry, how you discovered this talent of yours.
Well, I always knew that I could hear things that other people couldn't because they would keep saying to me, you know, I don't hear that clock ticking or I don't hear this. And then one day we were in the grocery store, and this was when I was an adult and was using this but using it kind of secretly. And my husband picked up a grapefruit, and he said, well, how's this look? And I put my ear toward it and said, well, it sounds good to me. It was a nice note of E. He said, what did you just do? I said, well, I just listened to the grapefruit. And we started this conversation because these are things that I always kept hidden because my family thought I was too aware, and I was called a witch. And people would shy away from me, and I could do things that other people couldn't, but it made people afraid of me. So it's nothing that... I shouldn't say God put it there, or I should maybe, but it's just my bones and my ear are constructed differently, and I think that's made my mind be a little different, because I said once, this is so easy, I hear these sounds all the time, and Donna, for 3 days, I lost the ability to hear sounds from other people, and I thought I would go stark raving mad. I didn't know what was going on in my world. I didn't know where to turn. I couldn't hear what people were thinking. I didn't have a value system set up in any way that would allow me to know just by facial cues or the words people were saying or how they were saying it. I was actually hearing the sound coming out of their ear that some people call a signature sound and science calls it an otoacoustic emission that was allowing me to hear what was going on in other people's brains. Slowly it came back, but it certainly taught me to be more thankful of having this gift because I didn't realize how much I had built my life on it.
It's amazing when you talk about that, because I think of a Tibetan Lama that I read about many, many years ago. His name was Tuzi Lobsang Rampa, and he was trained in certain skills, and he just lived with them. Of course, in his cultural environment, they were very supportive of that, and he used it as a tool, as a physician, to work with people, to see things, to understand things. And his particular expertise had to do with auras. Now, everything has a tone to it. Everything has a vibratory frequency to it. And when we become aware of that, we may or may not have the capability that you have, Sherry, of that high, I don't want to use the term resolution. It is the sensitivity to detect the subtleties in tone. Now, you went on to develop an understanding of this. You really have gotten into a very scientific level. How did you and Jill Mattson come to know each other? Because you really are a very compatible team. Jill, why don't you share your story of how you met Sherry?
Well, I believe my path is to change the way the world perceives sound. To think that music is mere entertainment is a huge disservice to mankind. And I had already written a book, and I guess I just must be plugged in or something, because I was interviewing sound healers, and they arrived on my doorstep, or the contact was made for me, and they arrived in order. And I was at an expo, and I just kind of got the internal knowing that I was to write a book about Sherry's work, and I, at that time, had no idea what her work was. And we were at an expo, and I just went over and introduced myself.
Sherry,
we took it from there.
Jill came over to the booth and said, I'm going to write a book about you. And I had heard that so many times, and I just sort of, I don't know what the word is, agreed with her, and yeah, okay. But to my surprise, about 3 months later, she plopped a book in front of me, and I read it, and I was just kind of blown away by it. She's this wonderful little pixie, energetic kind of forest fairy lady. Very small and got a very joyous aura and energy about her. But she really followed through. And many people had tried to write a book about what I do, and they couldn't. They just couldn't grasp it. But I think with Jill, all of her musical background allowed it to happen. And by this time, I could probably be a bazillionaire with just using this talent and saying, well, this is what's going on with you, and you have an insulin problem, and you've got this, and you need that. But I knew that when I died, that talent was going to die with me. So my whole goal, yes, was to go to the scientific piece of it and put it into computer programs that we could give away and share with the public to help make their lives better. Mm-hmm. But the joy of what people brought to me, and some of what Jill brought, is I never understood the talent that I had. You know, I was disinvited to a conference once because they said I have no musical talent. I probably have one of the most unique musical talents on the planet, because I can listen to you talk or just look at your photograph and know what your signature sound is, know what your life path is. But that's like taking charge of people's lives. And I wanted to hand it back to them and say, this is your life. You monitor it. So we created computer programs that would show people their personality. And then we did another one on muscles and another one on nutrition. Now we have 71 different softwares that we share with the public and give away so that they can make their life better. Right now, PTSD is one, radiation exposure is one, I can't remember. Countervailing the flu is one. So we can listen to someone's voice. Like, I know your voice, Donna, is a combination of, right today, of gold and a beautiful kind of emerald green together, because you love bringing information to people and you love fixing problems that people present to you in a way that empowers them. And that's the same kind of thing that I want to see our work as.
This, to me, is so significant. I am far from being the significant specialist that the both of you are. But, Sherry, I want my listeners to know, and you've mentioned this to a degree, that you can discern, and I think everyone does to a degree, they do this. When you listen to someone, you know whether they're telling the truth or not, that there are discordant tones that create a disorder. And this is something many times people are able to do, and they don't recognize that this is something that they're doing. It is literally reading information. And I'll just use the information that's going out over media today relative to politicians and leaders. They are not leaders. They are people who are lying all the time. And I'm being very blunt, but they are. And the mass amount of people finally are hearing the tone. People will say, well, it's body language. No, the sound makes a difference. People know when someone's talking from the heart. People know when you are speaking the truth. They resonate with it. That's the term I'm looking at. And when I went through the book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, I was so impressed with your story. Also the fact that you can replicate, Sherry. You are able to replicate sound because you were in a doctor's office and you were being given a test for tinnitus. And they said, what kind of sound are you hearing? And here you are able to vocalize that exact sound. It blew them away. Most people would not be able to do that. They wouldn't have the vocal range, but you do. That's another aspect of the gift.
Well, I think because my ears are constructed different, that my voice is. But the entire pattern of what I want to do with my life is to provide something to people so that they can trust their perceptions. Because somebody can say, I'm not lying to you, I'm not having an affair, I didn't rob that bank. Mm-hmm. But unless you have some confirming evidence, we have been taught not to believe our own inner perceptions about that. So we did a show called The Biggest Liar, and it was about politics. We just did one about UFOs and who's telling the truth about UFOs and the information that's being withheld. And then we put that on our website for people to look at. We do fun things, but really all of it.
Jill, I wanted to ask a question of you because this is so much a part of your life, dealing with sounds, and your book that you put together is divided into three parts, and each of the parts are very significant. Part one, you share Sherry's story and the work that she's doing. Then in your second part of your book, you go into the technical details. The third part of the book is how this can be utilized, application. And I was intrigued with how you mentioned in the book, among certain martial artists, they understood the use of tone. And mm-hmm. this could be used against an adversary. Also, if you are of the Christian background in the Bible, there is the story of the people marching around a city and with the blowing of trumpets and a certain tone, mm-hmm. the walls coming down, Jericho, the walls of Jericho. Mm-hmm. So we have these little tidbits throughout history. It has been known in ancient cultures how sound, like flowing water, fountains, in the Asian cultures, the use of water, the use of drums, in so many different cultures. The Aborigines, you have the didgeridoo. All of these components were used by a small group of people encouraging the harmonics that are going to bring a peacefulness in the life. In our world today, we have so much discordance that's around us that it's very easy to become agitated. It is very easy to be misdirected. You look at certain people in history, like Hitler. You look at different persons that used the use of sound in a very negative way. It is unbelievable to me that so many people are not aware of how important harmonics are. Let's talk for a minute about you and what has been one of the most profound aspects of understanding that you, Jill, as an individual, have discovered in your continuing research with sound.
I would say that ancient people had contact from higher beings, and they had a very advanced knowledge of how things work. And they viewed the world as vibrations. We would say perhaps energy. But they viewed the world in terms of sound, which is nothing more than waves. And by understanding sound, then they applied how sound works, how wave works, and then they would apply that to everything else in the world. Therefore, they were using sound for moving and lifting heavy objects. They were using sound for growing rocks. They were using sound to kill or even make their enemies sick. This is many thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. They're using sound for relationships. And they were, indeed, the further you go back, the more sound matrices were used to keep people harmonic and happy. For example, 3,000 years before Christ in ancient China, they have a department of measurement. And if you have an instrument like a flute or something, you're not allowed to play it unless that government measures it. So that every note or every pitch is always the same. So every time anybody hears a vibration with another Chinese neighborhood, it's always beautiful and harmonic, because they believed if the tones were just a little off, then discord and quarreling and infighting, you know, would seep into their ranks. And they did the same thing within a family, so that the grandfather and the father and the son, so the generation gaps were avoided by listening to the same music, because it alters your brainwaves and it alters your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest thing that I understood is that we need to look at the earth in the same way, because without this viewpoint, those people that have it can manipulate us and use it in a negative way. So we need it to take control of our life and look at, that's why I'm so honored to write Sherry's book. I mean, wow. What she's doing, I hope someday will replace medicine to some degree. I mean, it's fabulous. And why should we not take advantage of all these blessings? And also, we need to be really smart, because it can be used against us.
Yes, that's very
And that's
true.
Big.
Yeah, that is huge. We need to know, because everything has two sides to it. The positive and the negative. That is our world. And we need to be able to understand if someone is going to be of a negative dispositioning, then we need to know that we can counteract that with sound. And I have had many experiences. In fact, I had an experience just a week ago, and I know, Sherry, you would appreciate this too. And I was encountering someone that was very agitated. They have adopted a patterning in their life where, and it was a female, and this is not unusual for the female, getting agitated, the voice goes into a higher and a higher pitch. And consequently, I was finding myself getting very, very irritated, and they were getting angry, and their emotions were starting to take us down a road of discord. That's the best way I know how to say it. And I just said to myself, wait a minute. I'm going to calm down here. And because I was finding myself going along, right along. It's just like there was this wave that was sweeping me up. And I said, no, what I'm going to do is talk a little more softly. We're going to calm down. And changing my tone, and I've done this many, many, many times in my life, and I didn't really have the understanding, which you so wonderfully have put down in your book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing. But I was able, within a matter of a minute and a half, 2 minutes, to hear the shift in this other person's voice. And I said, now let's wait a minute, let's calm down. And I slowed down, my voice I lowered a little bit. All of a sudden they came down. And then there was this sense of, oh, okay, I can work. And it was required because this person wasn't even thinking. Their emotions mm-hmm. were just taking them all over the place. Now, our mind can do that. And that is mm-hmm. why I think that the work is so important. And, Sherry, what you're doing is so important. And I'd like for you to share with my audience the story about your mom. Because your mother was diagnosed with a very serious physiological condition. She was only given a short time to live. And because of your skill and your talent, Sherry, she was able to do something physiologically. The body did it. That people would say was a miracle.
Are you talking about my mom's heart issues?
Yes.
Okay. She didn't believe in anything that I was doing and asked me not to talk to her friends or about it, or when I came over, don't tell anybody. And she ended up in the hospital with a blown valve in her heart. It just, the valve gave up and fell apart. And we were all there waiting for her to die because they said, oh, it's going to be a couple of days, but she can't live without that heart valve. And so I snuck and put the sound underneath her bed that I was hearing from her in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And 6 days and 10 days, and we're still waiting for her to die. And the doctor came in. He said, I don't know. God must love you because you've regrown that valve back and you've regrown a auxiliary patch around the problem area. And so mm-hmm. from then on, she believed, and she put all of the notices from the newspaper and everywhere else up on her her door. So anybody who came in now knows that I'm her daughter. So it made her a believer. And that's what happens with most people. When something happens to them, when they can go to our site and download that little computer program that's free, they can see what's going on with their life, and they can see that their voice holds information about them. And if they don't know which direction to go, which job to take, which person to be with, they can find it in that little computer program. And they think something and they talk it out with this the computer here, and the computer gives them a printout, and it's automatic and easy to use. And if you look at something like, people being very concerned about who was telling the truth very recently about what was going on with Obamacare and the healthcare system and everybody being shut down, we were able to look at the vocal prints of the people involved and find out that it was Pelosi that was pulling the strings. Mm-hmm. And not very many people would suspect that. Or in looking at what happened to Andrew Wakefield, and he wrote an article about autism and what was really causing it. It was a gut problem. And then along comes this reporter named Brian Deere, who tried to put him down, really. Mm-hmm. He lost his license, and he came to America to escape from England because this journal was just really coming after him. And we checked Andrew Wakefield's voice. He was telling the truth totally. And it was Brian Deere who had been paid by somebody to deliberately go after Andrew Wakefield. So mm-hmm. getting to the truth of who you should be with or why that's happening or what events happening in the public, that idea that this computer program can verify what you already thought, that's what we want to provide to the program. That's why we offer all of these free softwares and free classes.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. My guests today, Jill Mattson and Sherry Edwards. We're taking a little bit of extra time, and while we were on break, Jill said, Donna, I would like to address a little bit of a tangent relative to your story about calming someone down with the voice. Jill, let's address that
sure.
thread of thought.
Sure. As I said earlier, in ancient people saw the world through the window of sounds. Not that sound was everything, but everything's waves. So if they understood waves of sound, which they could observe, then they could understand everything. So we think our voice is just one sound, but it's Sherry has shown us that it's the composite of everything, your mind, body, soul. And Sherry can break it down for you in her software programs that we talk about in the book, and you can take a look at everything and see what's out of harmony. But it is you. It is your vibration. And waves in close proximity interact. So one of the things I have in the application section of the Ultimate Sounds, Secret Sounds Ultimate Healing book, is an ancient master technique of altering your voice to alter someone else's behavior because waves in close proximity interact. So your voice actually combines with her voice, and her voice has resonance with every cell in her body, every thought, and every motion. So of course your voice has an impact on her. And the way the ancient masters did it was they just used some type of, like, I don't know, I'll call it a gimmick, to divide the types of sounds of voices into categories, like water, smooth, flowing, or a fiery voice, or a metallic voice. Anyway, they would compare voices to the elements, and then they would do musical feng shui. And it is unbelievably powerful. It's a method of simply going in, like if somebody's getting angry, you simply go in, and you are doing it intuitively, but going in and just modifying their energy because your voice combines with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so way cool.
I really think that's important. It's something that if you look at anyone that has skills as a good negotiator, they won't have a high-pitched voice. They won't do that because they know there's an agitation, whether it's a male or a female. Typically, women have the higher pitches. So if you understand the modality of lowering the voice, and intention behind the voice can really have a tremendous impact on someone, and it can bring into a harmony an unbelievable capacity for resonance. And I have been in business meetings where I had someone that was so antagonistic that everything inside of me was, the hackles were going up. And then I thought, wait a minute, what's pushing the button? And it was the demeanor. And I realized a lot of the demeanor came from fear. So I just knew I had to
demonstrate a demeanor, both by voice as well as in the way I was positioned and talking with the person so that they didn't feel threatened. And I mm-hmm. find this so fascinating. I really, really do. Sherry, you have a program called the Nano Voice. What is that?
It's a personality profiler, and it's up on the site, free to everyone. It really is the idea of speaking to this computer program and in just a normal voice, or any voice you want to create, and see what that tells other people about you, how people receive the notes and frequencies, the intention of your voice. Mm-hmm. There's another side of this. Also, they're free. I believe people have been exposed to radiation.
Yes, very much so.
Not only can the voice tell you about yourself and who you are and your secret self, it can tell you, have you been exposed to radiation? Do you have the markers for cancer? We have a program called Cancer Absolute, another one called Vascular Events. Are you ready for a heart attack? Heart markers, eye watchers. So there are things in the voice that's not only personality, but things that are health-related. And our goal, one, is to help people trust themselves, but two, to help people get healthy and stay healthy. Health, to me, is much more important than wealth. So in using that, it also provides people ways to trust themselves about who they are and the direction they should go. We're all about helping people find that trust again that we have lost as a humanity when lying became a survival trait. And boy, if you can look at some of the governments in the world today, you can see that lying and manipulating the people as if they were just animals. People need to get back to where the trust is inside of them, not from some government official telling you that you're a bad person.
I concur. Jill, when you are working in this, and you and Sherry have formed a wonderful alliance that I think is bringing forth so much information to other people, you yourself being a musician and you're writing about things, you're going to be bringing out a book called Music and Astrology. You may have a different title, but you have this. And between the two of you, there's just such a powerhouse of information. And I wanted to address a section in your book that has to do with healing flower symphonies. Now, Jill, the last time you were on with me, we were doing mm-hmm. the Healing Flower Symphonies. We talked about that. And you go into the Serrato flower, the Intuition flower, Agrimony, the Honesty flower. Let's talk about that a little bit, because it's a fascinating application. Bach remedies have been around for, goodness knows how long. People have been using that, but here is an application with sound. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I was gifted by and learned from Sherry is that people ingest sounds. So if we were to play a frequency similar to niacin, then your face would flush. And I know with Sherry's free Nano Voice program, I can look at my frequencies, and then I can eat something and watch them change, because I've now added the food. So what I learned also from Sherry's work is that we're running frequencies all the time, and there's resonance between the same notes. So if your emotion and your muscles or thoughts are the same frequency, energy exchanges between them. It's the body-mind connection. And so with the healing flowers, my desire was to help the human race control and balance their emotions. And so I was able to get the frequency of the Bach, frequency of the Bach flower remedies, which happens to be the same note as the composite frequency of the flower. And it has the idea that each little positive feeling is just a little bit different. So joy feels a little bit different than peace. And you can, they are in those symphonies, and they're just in the background. They're a small, subtle tone. Based on the work of physicist Robert Becker, that some of the small, subtle tones are more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then music heals. And so I went to the ancient Greeks, because the ancient Greeks' expertise was on healing the emotions in music. And they spent a lot of attention to get your crap out. So it's like if you're really terrified, mm-hmm. listening to Yankee Doodle Dandy ain't going to make you brave.
Right.
You've got to get that fear out. And it's an emotion. It's a wave. It's inside you. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And so you need a like frequency to come in there and kind of, I don't know, rip it free. And then it can pass out your fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I observed that in the nursing home over a course of a year when I played for residents. And they started out kind of frozen and unable to talk. And after we played very sad, whiny-piney live music for about 6 months, they were all chatterboxes. So it makes a huge difference to get your garbage out. And so musically, I have, I'm very intuitive, and I just put, you know, like if it's fear to trust, it sounds like fear to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the trust portion of a symphony, I'm just being creative, like I thought of. Trust being a knowing, it's just a feeling that has ultimate confidence. So I taped the heartbeat and built the symphony around the heartbeat, because somehow on a subtle level, that's something we trust and know. And
mm-hmm.
so with little creative things like that, I made like layered music. So we have the actual frequency of the flowers themselves, which is the same as like taking a flower essence, and then the music, which allows you to take out the negative end of an emotion and to build the positive. And the ancient Greeks were so right about this. What they said is a nation is the sum of all its people. And if you want a good nation, you need people that have control of their emotions or virtues, I guess is the word they use, kind of out of date here. But it's a positive habit.
Mm-hmm.
And we might think we need to be born with them, but there's so many positive things for us to struggle for, that if you listen to music and you are able to repeat and build a positive habit by the stuff you got on in the background, I mean, how cool is that?
Right, and that is so important. That is so important. What we put ourselves into relative to sound environments, that really makes a difference. And
mm-hmm.
we were talking about disease earlier. And, Sherry, I know that this is something that's very important to you. You have the experience with your mother. There's so many other stories in the book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, that are quite profound. But I do know how music in the background can make a difference. And there was a physician in France many years ago, something occurred where he discovered that there was an essence of sound that could be used with children that had autism. And it reversed so many things with so many children. It didn't work with all of the children, but they used Mozart. Now, this is something, Jill, that I think you can relate to because of the tones that Mozart often has in his music. And again, I'm not a musical specialist. But all of this and more is available to us. Now, Jill, what is your website?
JillsWingsOfLight.com.
JillsWingsOfLight.com. Now, I think we lost Sherry. Do you happen to know Sherry's website so we can give that information out?
Well, one is nanovoice.org, and another is NutriSounds. And if you type in Sherry's name, Sharry Edwards, you'll have a ton of videos and websites to choose from.
Well, and give us that second, nanovoice.org. And what is the other website for?
I think it's NutriSounds.
NutriSounds?
I believe so.
Is that .com?
I believe so.
Wonderful.
And she might even have more than that. She, just typing in her name will bring up perhaps 100 selections.
Well, Jill and Sherry, this has been absolutely a delight. I am just so pleased to have you as a guest today. And I know that you're going to be continuing very successfully with your educating of other people. And again, I want to thank you for being with me. And we're taking a break. This is Donna Siebel. When we come back, I'll have some more good things to share with you. Again, Jill and Sherry, Jill Mattson and Sherry Edwards. Thank you so much. Book Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing. We're going to be right back.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Normally, I open up the phone lines, but with the interview today with both of these very special ladies, I do not have as much extra time as I would have liked to have had, but we'll be doing that tomorrow, so just know you're going to be able to call in. I do want to say, however, that we've got some great guests coming up for the remaining part of this week. Jim Harrell, Ghost Stories, actually Campfire Ghost Stories. This is Volume 2. Jim has so many fun stories because he has his own radio show, and these are callers that share their specific ghostly experiences. So we're going to be talking with him tomorrow. And then we're going to be talking with Damian Burkell. Damian is a man that has so much to offer when it comes to trying to find work. Where do you go? How do you do it? Are there some ways that you can approach job hunting that are going to serve you well? So Damian Burkell is going to be with us, and it's going to be just a delight having him as a guest. And we've got so many other wonderful people that are going to be coming on, and of course, we all know that Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Oh, my goodness, it is amazing how the holidays do sneak up on us. And I just think that one of the things we need to remember is being grateful. And that's what this holiday typically represents. And I don't care what kind of ballyhoo goes on around it. I think it's a wonderful time. If nothing else, if you don't have a lot of family around you, and maybe you just have a couple of friends, or be good to yourself. Just take the day. Take time during the day. If you have to work, take time to just be grateful for everything that you have. There is so much to be grateful for. And when I encounter people that just don't believe in that, they'll go, oh my goodness, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I've got the other problem. Yes, everybody's going to have problems. We are definitely going to have those problems. But we need to acknowledge and recognize the blessings we have. If you've got good health, that's marvelous. Be grateful for that. If you have friends, if you have pets, you need to stand down sometimes and just really think about what's around you. Do you have heat in your home? Do you have clothing that you can wear? Are you able to have a cell phone? Are you able to enjoy areas of technology? So many times we look at what we don't have instead of looking at what we do have, and it makes a difference. Eckhart Tolle said, acknowledging the good you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. I really believe that. I really believe that very, very strongly. How are you going to appreciate the good things when they come in if you can't appreciate what you've already got? It's going to burn out. My mentor told me many, many, many years ago, she said, Donna, everything gets old. You go out and you buy a new shirt, you go buy new shoes, whatever it is. As soon as you use them, they're old. They're already old. It's no longer new. That's just the way life is. And it was a big aha for me when I was younger. I thought, boy, I'd never looked at it that way. So if you can just appreciate what you have around you, be grateful for it, acknowledge it, smile, and just know that there are so many wonderful people, circumstances, and situations in life. And if you can honor that, then you are going to be honoring yourself, the universe, and you're going to be open for more abundance. Again, if all you do is moan and groan and complain, how are you going to recognize good when it's right in front of you? You can't, because you've already closed your mind, your heart, and your spirit. By the way, quickly, I want to give you a biscuit recipe. In the SIBO household, because we have a lot of the Southern influence in our cooking when we were growing up, both my husband and myself, this is something that's really easy. Biscuits, oh, they're wonderful. I love slathering them, not with butter, but with my favorite preserves. Yes, my husband says it's a nice carrier, but this is something different. Bacon, cheddar, and scallions. So the recipe is really, really easy. All you need is 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of Hungarian or hot paprika, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, and use unsalted. It makes a difference. And, of course, this needs to be melted. 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. We like the extra sharp. 8 strips of bacon, then you cook the bacon until it's really crisp, and you cool it, and of course you crumble it up into little pieces, and 2 scallions, finely chopped. Use the green portion of the scallion, and 1 egg. All ingredients are to be at room temperature. Your oven needs to be hot, 425 degrees. It's a good idea to put a baking sheet with parchment paper on it. Saves cleanup. And in a large bowl, you're going to mix your flour, your baking powder, your salt, paprika, and onion powder. And then you make a well in the middle of the mixture, add your milk, your melted butter, cheese, bacon, and scallions to that well in the middle of the flour. Mix it gently with a spoon, or you can use your hand and you just gently squeeze everything together. It's going to be wet and sticky, so you're going to have to scrape off your fingers or your spoon. I use rubber gloves. I love my rubber gloves when it comes to doing this kind of stuff. And you're going to use 1/4 cup measure or an ice cream scoop to portion the batter onto your baking sheet. You want to space them about 1 inch apart. Your egg you're going to beat with 2 tablespoons of water. Brush it over the biscuits. Bake them for 18 to 22 minutes. Depends on your oven and how it cooks. And they'll be golden brown. You don't want to get them burned. And if you notice that in your oven it browns unevenly, just rotate the pan halfway through the baking. It makes 10 to 12 biscuits. Yum. Good with just about anything. I like to skip the onions. I'm not big on onions, so I take out the onion powder and the scallion. But you know what? You can do all kinds of things with it. But I love my cheddar cheese biscuits. They are good. So throw in a little bit of extra cheddar. Yeah, it just adds to it. Good stuff. Oh, and did I tell you? No calories. Yeah, you believe that? Okay. This is Donna. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a magnificent day. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.